Now, what the boy is saying that the kimoy the sham hill when the sham hill will both agree to say that this kupa is the tyrus atami from before. That's the kupa shein the baduka. If you did not check it out before, you didn't check out this the kupa. That's when we say it's tamei. Because since you didn't check it out before, so then we have a right to say that most probably the sheretz was there from before, and therefore the tyrus you used are still tamei. But keep the yatabad of dalam and aleph. But keep ligi chiski Rabbi Yechon. Where is the machlekes chiski Rabbi Yechonon? That chiski says the tyrus that were in the box before is still tall. The kupa baduka. In the case we checked out the basket before, but since it was checked out before, that chiski svarta said that since you checked it out before and it was tall, so it must probably all along it was tall. And now first, when you find the sheretz, it first came in right now. That masover habotka. That's chiski svarta. Since you checked out the basket already. That's the sword to say the basket was torn until you found right now. Well, Masov, you recognize no. Amal still have right to say to be Cheshire the Chumrah that in Silik Yodai Nofel. That maybe when you finish checking it, sure you checked it out last week, this basket. And at that time you didn't find the sheretz. But maybe right after you got finished checking, that's when the sheretz fell in. So therefore, Yechon says still the tyrus that was used in this last week, the tyrus are coming. So what's the question of what Dum Yadisha Katani? It says here it's like an Isha. Because it said by an Isha, both Sham and Hillel both agree that the Dum Yadisha Katani. And the Isha Baduki, an Isha is Bodik, like an Isha is checked out. She didn't have done before. Rashi says, Mikoidim Lachain, for a cold Shasas Fiyavis, Ibadekis, Mikra Dim, Isha is supposed to check herself, this man to have Tyrus, every morning and every night time. And after the Rashi, still we say, Tyrus, the Kupa, Timaeus. Still, we said before Chil that even though Shammai holds Ben Isha, she's tall, but by a kupa he says it's Shammai. It's all the kash for Chizkiya, that if the Isha is a case where she was checked out before, Suwa Din, which says a kupa by this desk, it was also talking about where it was checked out before. And still, we had by kupa, they even Shammai agrees that this Tamil of Afraya. It's called the kash on Chizkiya. Tamara says, no, I'll tell you. Kivon de Shchichi Bodomin, since it's very Shchich, it happens often that an Isha sees Dam. Therefore, Kishena Baduka Dami, even though she was checked out, it's like she wasn't checked out. Anisha said like she wasn't checked out. Rashi says, Vakupa Nami, who would then be Shena Baduka skin. Here also, we're talking about after case where the basket was not checked out before. That's when both Shaman and Hill will agree that the tyrus that were using this basket last week, like, is Tame, because she never checked out the basket before. Venech Nami, in the case here, we check out the basket, that's over here where Chizkiya says, Taket's Torah. Therefore, there's no stira. An Isha is considered like she's not Paduka, because an Isha is Olul, she's normal for the Sidam. So therefore, that's the Machlokes Shammai and Hillel. But we hear by this Kupa, where it was Bodik before, then Chizkiya holds, everybody holds, that's Taketor. The boy is saying, no, tell us like this. The boy is saying, no, Kimoy de Shammai and Hillel, when the Shammai and Hillel agree by the basket. That we say, if you used to put Shroom in this basket before, and now you find the sheretz there. That all the tumor that was there this while is tamei. That's rafka b'kupa shena mechusa, where it wasn't covered up. You had no cover on top of the basket. Therefore, you find the sheretz there now. We have a right to say most probably the sheretz was there a long time ago. But ki pligi chizki Rabbi Yechonon, where's the machlokes that the chizki says it's tohor? That's b'kupa mechusa, where you have this basket with a cover on top of it. So since it's a cover on top of it, therefore he says it's tohor. Because how could the sheretz fall in? It has a cover on it. So where's the question? If so, if Mechusa, we're talking about where the basket is covered over here, then Hei Chinof Lenechnam, it's a good kasha. So how did the sheretz fall in then? What's back of Shana Yechonon? It was covered the whole time, so why did we say the sheretz fell in? It was covered. Obviously, it only fell in right now, not before. So where says no. Kegoyin, the case is talking about this basket, Shetash Misho Ayidei Kisli. That you use it with the cover, meaning to say, you have to take the cover off. When you want to put things in it, you have to take the cover off. So therefore, we're afraid in between, when you were using it, you didn't check it every time. And therefore, once when you're using it, it was uncovered, that's when the sheretz fell in. That's from Achor, because the Yechon is afraid that maybe the sheretz fell in before. And therefore, all the tyrus he used, the tyrus there before is Tamei. And the Chizkiya says, no, that since most of the time it's kept covered, so therefore, we're not afraid the sheretz fell in before, and it's only coming from now on and not from before. The more says, I vod dum yadisha katoni. It says again, the machlokes by kupa is the opposite, is like the case of an isha. And the isha mechusi, and isha is also covered up.
Rashi says mechusti means lenofo bodam yamo, like no blood did not come from someplace else. It only came from her. She's like covered up, and no dam comes from other places. And so the kupom the kavoset is this is the same type of a case. The mechusas kin has to be that's covered up that we don't say it came from someplace else. The viluhochi tameya, and still it's mashma. Both sham and hillel agree
that the case of a basket is tomei lamafreya. It is so the kash lechiski. It's a kash and chiski. How could he say it's tomei lamafreya? Smor says kivun the shchicha bodomim kishen mechusadami. Again, the same is for an isha. Since it's olol, it happens, or it's normal for it to see dam. So therefore, when she does see it, we say must probably could be came before also. So if it's life, she's not mechusa. Mashenkin over here by the basket. When you have a cover on it, then Chizki holds. Here we have no reason to say the sherets fell in before, and therefore all the truma that was stored in here this last week remains stored. V'iboy yisem, another terrors could be like this. V'iboy yisem, ki moide shama v'hilol, when the shama v'hilol both agree to say that the chav yis is tamei, bezov yis kupa. That Bezovius Kupa in the corner of the Kupa itself, meaning to say that this big basket, you put Tyrus there on the right side. The whole week you were storing Truma there. True, you took it off today, and now later you find the Sheretz on the other side of the basket. So since it's inside the same basket, then we say, since you see it there now, most probably was there from before also. That's where Sham and Hillel both agree, this Tamil and Afreya. That's Bezovius Kupa, where you find the Sheretz now in the other corner of the same basket. But ki pligi chiski v'vyechon, where does chiski say it's tor? Where's the machlokes chiski v'vyechon? Tell you, that's the case of bezovius bayis. That's in the corner of the same house, but not in the same basket. The Rashi says, can the forest dog soon explain? She had tilted the kupa, they moved around this basket. Bezovius to another corner of the house. The yacha shenitlu tyrus emenu. After they took the tyrus out of this basket, now they moved it to the other side of the room. So that's the case here. That first you had the truma in the basket on the right side of the room. And then you took out the truma over there, and you moved the basket to the left side. And now over there on the left side, that's where you find the sheretz. So here it's a machlekes. For the mara ayva kupa kam, it says clearly bezovius kupa mashman, the other corner of the basket itself. Hoki kam, this is what it means to say. Kupa shenishtam shabot tyrus bezovius bayis. You have this basket full of truma, that you used it on the right side of the house, but bezovius bayizu. The tiltle, and then you emptied out the truma, and you moved the basket to the left side of the room. Bezovius acheres, and now the nimsa sheretz bezovius acheres. Now you find the sheretz in the basket on the left side. Here's the machlokes that chizki yisavar loy mechaz kinyan tumim mimokom lemokom. Whenever machzor tuma from one place to another place, you have to say you found the sheretz in the basket now on the left side. So true, in the left side, that's where the sheretz is. But now we have a right to say the sheretz was in the basket on the right side also. That you don't say. You never move it like mimakam lamakam. Rashi says we don't say loyer minon. Midrach zavis heavy, but it was also on the right side also. The sheretz imatiris. And rather we say you always go after the place where you find it. So if you find it now on the left side, that's it. Only the left side is tamei, but not the right side. That's chizki yisvara. Rabbi Yechon says, I know. Mechaskinon, that yes, we could be machzor tumim mokom lemokom. That even though now you find the sheretz on the left side, but listen, it's in the same basket. And before this basket was on the right side. So you have a right to say that most probably the sheretz was in the basket on the right side. Therefore, Chizki says all the tyrus that were in the basket on the right side is also tamei. So that's this machlokes. But where the basket stays in the same place, and it's only a question of the right side and left side of the basket, then both Shammai and Chizki and Hillel agree that it is tamei lamafreya. Here Chizki is talking about where the basket was moved from one place to another place. Now the Gemara asks the question, the Kashan of Yechonon, Omi machkinon, is it true that Yechon holds? If you find Tum in one place, we have a right to say it was in the other place also. I have your Tanan, we learned like this, in Mishnah and Tyrus. Noga b'yechon b'layla. Let's say somebody touched a person at night time. The person is very sick, and you have a doubt if he was dead then or not. But you touched him at night, you don't know if he was dead or not at that time. Then you do him chayimesh. You don't know if he's alive or dead. On the morning of the next morning, hishkim, you wake up, or motzemes, and you find that person is dead. So you touched him last night. So what's the locha? You tell me or not. So Rabbi Meir mitara. Meir says, no, last night you don't know for sure he was dead. So he has a cheskes chay, and Meir holds that he's tor. V'chachomim mitamim. The chomim say, no, you tell me. Why? Because the klal is, shekol ha-tameyos, kishas mitziyosim. All the tumah, sotah tumah, you go after the way you find it. So since right now in the morning when you found that he was dead, so you have right to say that's the way he was last night. So when you touched him last night, we say he was dead already. Therefore the Chum said that you're tumah. Now, but Tony Allah, we learned on this Mishnah that kishas mitziyosim over mokim mitziyosim. We say always tumah goes both of the way you find them right now, and in the same place also. Mashma only if the person is in the, you touched them last night, the same place where you found them now. But if you found them now in a different place, I do not say since he's tumah, he's mace now, he was mace last night. That I do not say if you find him in one place, that in the other place he was the same way. So you see clearly you're not machli tumah mi mokim l'mokim. Only the place that you find it, in that place it stays the same way. Skrotakashan of Yechanan. Now the chitam, maybe you want to answer me like this. The chitam, maybe you could say, Hani mili lithrif. When do I say here that if you find tum in one place, and before it was in a different place, that I do not say it was tum before, maybe that's only to say like it was vadai. Lithrif means if you know trum is vadai tum, then you have a right to be supposed to burn it. So true, even though we find the person is mace now on the left side, and you touched him last night on the right side, we do not say your tume vada is if to say if you touch truma, we have to burn the truma. Maybe that much we do not say. But maybe avalitle salina, maybe a suffix, a doubt that does remain. And therefore there's no kasha. That here maybe by this coup also, all Rabbi Yechon is saying that if you find the sheretz now on the left side in the basket, that we say all the tires that we use on the right side is also tume. But what type of a tumor? Only a suffix tumor. That's litle, that means you can't burn it, but you can't eat it either. So maybe this mission agrees that there is a suffix in another place. It's only saying there's no vade tumor, only the mokum where you find it. Now the Gemara says, is this true? Me talin even minas suffix. Do we say that the tumor goes from mokum to mokum? I view it's not like this, also mission in Tyrus that says, machat shenim tses malaya chaluta. You find a needle full of rust. Now that it's all rusty, it's not called a kli anymore, and if it was tumah, the tumah goes off it. By shvur, or else you find the kli now to be broken. So even though you know this kli was once tumah, but now since you see it broken or rusty, it's tor. By shvur toira, why? Shekol ha tumah is kashash mitziyosan. That all the tumah go also the way you find it. In other words, let's say that this needle before touched some truma, and now you find, you don't know what the needle was, and now you find the needle. At the time when you find it, you see it's broken. So go after the way it is right now. Since right now it's broken or it's rusty, we say it's torn now. That's the way it was before also. The question is, why? Lema, why don't I say, Homikoro machet mayasahi? Listen, before we know it was once a good needle. At that time it was tummy. Vashtu dehela chalud, why don't I say just right now it became rusty? So therefore the tumor only run off now. But maybe before the tumor was there? So at least to be a suffix. Here it's mashmit it's tor vadai. The question is why is it tor vadai? According to Rabbi Yechanan, that you say you mach the tumah mi mokum l'mokum. So who adin mi suffix though? It should be tummy before. Why do you say it's vadai tor? For you, secondly, to nam yosna like this. What's going to be motzah sheretz soruf? Agabi zaysin. You found the sheretz, a dead sheretz, burnt up soruf on top of zeis, on top of olives. So now that the sheretz is burnt up, it has no din tumor on it anymore. And the way it is right now, on top of the zeisim, so the zeisim are tor. But the question is, though, was the sheretz once before it was burnt, was it also touching the zeisim or not? The same thing, the chayin masles hamhumam. You find this cloth, this talis. Rashi says talis shel zov hois, it was a tomedika talis that belonged to a zav. Hamhumam means habluya. You found that all eaten up, like all blue, all rotten away. On top of the zeisim. So the way it is right now, it's not fit to use, it's not called the kli anymore, it automatically becomes tor. The locher is tor, that the zeisim it's touching right now is still tor. And we don't say that it fell on top of these olives when the beggar was still sholem to say it was matama the zeisim. That I don't say. Why? Because the klal is, shakol ha-tumais kishas mitziyosan. We go after the way you find it right now. This is the way you found this beggar right now, it was mumam, all blew up. All like holy, all are used up already, so therefore you found the Torah, it remains Torah the whole time. But the Chitay, maybe you'll tell me, Kishas Mitziyosim, it's like I say, but maybe Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. That's like a true, you say it, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. Maybe the way you find it right now, you find the Torah now, true. That will say even way back before it was also Torah Vadei. But maybe uvamokim mitziyosan. That's at the second din, the Braisa said that just like the Mishnah says, you go after the way you find it. Huwa din, you only go after the place that you find it. And you do not say it was in another place before. Maybe that's only, that's not vade tomei. But maybe that remains a suffix. Whereas the chitayim gashas mitziyosan true, bein lekula bein lechumra. But maybe uvamokim mitziyosan, uvamokim mitziyosan, in the same place. Avush, lebamokim mitziyosan, you find it in another place. Maybe then true mitzvah leisafrinin. It just means it's not like vadei tomei, but maybe mitpatalinin. Maybe though it is a suffix still. So maybe still Rabbi Yochanan is right that even though you first found the sheretz on the left side of the house, and before this basket was on the right side, maybe we'll say the basket is tomei. Maybe the basket was on the right side. Maybe they had a sheretz there also. So maybe it still won't be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Because if not, what now? We learned like this. We are tanan. We learned kikor agabi hadaf. You have a piece of bread on top of a daf, that's like a board sticking out from the wall. Out of the wall, you have like a board, a shelf there. Umadav tome mudach tachtav. Umadav tome mudach tachtav. You said that's the beged of the zav. Let's say a zav's clothing that has tumor on it. It's also like an abba tumor, the madav. So, Rashi says, madav is loshen tumor kalas, it's a rishon tumor. So, the rishon tumor was on the floor here, tachtav. So now, and now you find this kikar that was once on top of that board, on top of the shelf, on the floor, next to this madaf, next to this clothing of the zav. So we don't know if the bread fell off the board and touched the madaf and then fell on the side, or it went straight. So it's like this, alpha pi shim nofla, ef shalim ke nogam. Even though, if it's really true that this bread fell off the board, the shelf, then when you find it on the floor, it has to be that it first landed on top of this cloth that was tamei, and then the bread would be tamei. Still, we say, Torah, no, now that you find the bread on the floor next to the cloth, but not on top of the cloth, we say it's vadi tor. Why? Shani Yerma have a right to say, Odom tor nichnas l'shom v'notlo, that a person that was tor went there and took the bread off the board, off the shelf, and put it down on the floor, or wherever it is next to it. But it did not touch it. Unless you have a right to say for sure that no man went into the room at all. If nobody went into the room, so then for sure it had to be, it fell off, and then it would be tamei. But if not, we say for sure it's tor. Even though l'chur it's a suffix, maybe it fell off, but the answer is no. You see, you go boss some mokum, where you found it. Now that you found it on the side of the beged, we do not say this bread touched the beged, the tomatika beged, but rather the bread went over it, a person took it. So we see from mokum the mokum, there's not even a suffix, that you always go basa the mokum where you find it right now, and we're not mach the tumim mokum the mokum. So again, this should be kasha and Rabbi Yechon again. So Marian says, no, I'll tell you, so then there's on the Yom Rabbi Lezer, but that sounds like this. Okay, when this part of Kashi. Shion Borg Mishlob Nechashom Nechashom. The Yom Rabbi Lezer, Lenitzuch Elo, Lomoka Madrun. The Chiddush over there is, even though it's a slanty place, Rashi says, Shafa Pi Shadaf, this shelf, where the bread was on top at the beginning, was slanty. And therefore there's a big chance to say that it really fell off and touched the beged. Still I say no, because that's the klal, you're not machzik tumim mokum lomokum. That since you find the bread now on the side of this beged, we said that's the way it was, and it never touched the beged. So again, it's a big kashan of Yechanan. So Mora says, no. Hosom over there, I think you're Tony time. That's the way we said the reason. Because Tony time, it says the reason over there, that Shan Yoima have a right to say, Odom Tor Nichnas L'Shom V'Notlo. There is a new svara, that an Odom Tor went in there and took it. That since the Shriya for people to come, they have das. So if I say that's more shriach, that a person took it off and didn't fall by itself. Abahochi, over here, Nami, here also, let's say, by this kupa, name should I say, Oirev Osa Vishodo, maybe here also. Why don't I say that maybe a raven came and took the sheretz from one thing to the other corner? So maybe Taka was moved. So why don't I say here also then? Rashi says, Shani Yemashi Abu Bakupa, Hanimsa Sheretz Letoicho, Vishas Mitsiyasa Timei. You find the sheretz on one side, in the basket, so therefore, it was in the basket on the left side. So, Mestoma, it was in the basket on the right side also. So that's the difference. Over there, where a man came and took it off, we say it didn't touch the begad. But over here, who moved the sheretz? Nobody moved the sheretz. A man doesn't come pick up a sheretz. So it must be the reason why the sheretz is in the basket on the left side of the room is because when the basket was on the right side of the room, the sheretz was in there. So that's why here it's worse. Here we are, master to me, mokle mokum. So Marius, no. Hochinam, yes, what did I say? Neima oirev osa v'shoda. No, maybe when the basket was on the right side, there was no sheretz in it. Only now, when it's on the left side, a raven came and threw it in there. So again, we should say it's Vade Torah, which should be a Kashan of Yechanan. Smurah says, no. Odom de Bekavon Amrinan, a person that has Das, we say, comes in and takes it out, that we say. But Oirev, a bird, to say, came and moved it around, the Shleb Kavon, he has no Kavon, a bird, Loyamrinan, that I do not say, Loyamrinan. So therefore, by the bird taka, I do not say he came in. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan said that since we found the sheretz in the basket now, even though it's on the left side now, but how did it get there? Must probably was in the basket from before on the right side. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan says the chumra, at least in a suffix, that we do have a suffix that said the sheretz was there before, and therefore it's tamei before. Yeah. Versus michti, let's see. Hai kiko lechura, suffix tuma v'shusa yachidu. And the klal is because suffix tuma v'shusa yachid, sveke tamei, tamei tzakasha. This bread, what happened here? First it was on top of a shelf. And now we find it on the floor. So we have a doubt. Did it fall off the shelf and then for sure it touched this tamei dekabegid? Or did somebody take it off the shelf and put it down on the floor? So it's a suffix. And it's in your house, b'shusha yachid. So usually the klal, suffix tuma v'shusha yachid, is tamei. So Mor says, no, here the teretz is, mishum dehevei dover shein b'dach l'shol. Because let's see, this bread itself is somebody you can't talk to. You can't talk to the bread. It's like ein b'dach l'shol. Therefore, the klal is, v'chol dover shein b'dach l'shol, then vein b'shus rab, mein b'shus yochid, sveke tor. That this halach we do not learn out from Saita. We learn out from Saita, any suffix to b'shus yochid is tamei. But it has to be like a soip, like an isha, that you could ask if she had this nus or not. It has to be somebody has das. But here, if the question is upon this piece of bread, if it's tummy or not, since the bread has no das, we do not learn it out from soita. Therefore, then the klal should be, that any time you have a suffix tumor on it, we send leave the cheskoslein. That since the bread has a cheskos tire before it was tor, so in our suffix we say it's still tor. If you learn out suffix from soita, soita will learn out that even though there's a chazakam, we don't use chazak in the mokim sotah tumah b'shusha yachid. That's his new klal, since it's ain bo dasli shoyl, you don't learn it out from saitam, therefore it remains a Torah. The boy said, another terrors could be like this. The boy said, ha'ochma b'tumah d'rabonim. Here we're only talking about a tumah d'rabonim. Rashi says, k'goin hanach ma'ilas t'chum b'kodesh, big day prushin medris. They were not really talking about this beged belonged to a zav, was really talking about midiraisa. Could be it was the beged of a regular person. Just midi rabbanon though, the rabbanon made chumras over there to say that the big day prushim is also made has a din of tumah. Foichle truma, it's a rabbanon de ketumah. So since this beggar on the floor is only tumah midi rabbanon, here I have the right to say, even though it's a suffix tumah, v'shus a yochid, still I go lukulu to say that it's tor. And they can have bring a proof of this. The Tony, it says madaf. It says lashon of Allah nidof. Rashi says, dover akala means something light. His ochinami means to say tumakala. We're talking about a simple tumma, not a tumma diraisa. So it could be over here that really practically it is a suffer tumma v'shus yachid. But according to this terrace, you don't have to come onto the new yisoid of dover shem b'dach l'shoyim, but even if it would be double l'shoyim, still, since it's a suffer tumma midirabonin, then we don't learn out from saita. Then we say rather, since it's a suffer tumma, and the bread itself has a cheskas tari before it was tor, we say it's still tor. Now it says in the Mishnah, V'chom moimrim loy kedivrei zeh. V'chom say in the Mishnah, not like Shammai, not like Hillel. Shammai says, when Isha sees Dam now, she's only Tomei from now on, nothing before. Hillel says no, that if she sees Dam now, so all the tires she touched the last week, or it could even be a week, until the last time she knows she checked herself, she remains Tomei all the way back before. V'chom said, no, you only go back in the Yais L'Yais. So the Tanah Rabbanan like this. V'chom and V'chom say, loy kedivrei zeh, v'loy kedivrei zeh. It means to say, loy kedivrei, not like Shammai. Shloyoso siyag the dvorv. Shammai did not make any chumas at all, any siyagim, that's not right. And v'loy kedivrei Hillel, Shifra Sami does not like Hillel, he went too far. Hillel went overboard like that he said, you told me all the way back, even for a week, until the last time you made a badika. El around the cloud, V'chom said like this. Me'eis li'eis, me'me'etes, a'yad me'pkid l'pkida. Meaning that if the last time you made a bdika was a few days ago, so it doesn't go back more than 24 hours. You only tummy backwards 24 hours. And the opposite way, let's say you did make a bdika within the last 24 hours, so you only tummy backwards until the last bdika you made. So it can never be more than 24 hours, but it could be less, depending upon when the last time you made your bdika. If you made a bdika 3 hours ago and you sign yourself to be torn, and now you sit down 3 hours later, so you only tummy backwards 3 hours and not more. Samara says, "Miyes leisa metas edim kidlo kida." Ketsa, what does that mean to say? Bodko atzma biyecha b'shav. Let's say she made a bdika on Sunday. Omotza Torah. At that time she found she was torn. She didn't have any dam. V'yoshva sheni yushlisha lebodka. Went by second day, third day, and she didn't make any bdikas. Olerevi on Wednesday, bodka she made a bdika. Although the fourth day, Revi on the fourth day, omotza tamei. She found herself to be tamei. So now, Einomer, I do not say that she's told me all these last 3 days, all the way back since the last bedikah she make. No, El, the klal is meis leis, that's all. She's only told me 24 hours, not more. So you have to understand why. Manashach. Once you're afraid that maybe the dam came out before already, so why don't we say it goes all the way back until you know for sure you were torn? So we'll soon see why. But the Chama said it does not go back more than 24 hours. Now, mekid lepkido, but metas ayad meis leis also goes less than meis leis. Kate said, how is this the case? Like this, bodko atzmo b'shas rishona. She checked herself b'shor rishona. She checked herself the first hour in the day. Omotza Torah. The yoshva lo shni yishlitz. The second and third hour, she didn't check herself. Le bodko. The revi is the fourth hour of the day. Bodko, she checked herself. Omotza tamei. She found out that she's tamei now. The fourth hour of the day. Say no more. I do not say t'tama miyes liyet that she's tamei now. 24 hours before. Meaning to say, any tyrus that she touched, if she touched truma then or kachim, that truma is tameh. I don't say that. El ravio, it only goes back mipkid lipkida. That's all. It only goes back to the last bedikah she made. But since she checked herself the first hour of the day, she's not tameh more than the first hour. So Moshe says, "Chur dis pshita lachur kivon the bodka atzma b'shor rishayin umotza tayra lematemin lo mies leis." Chur, that's pshita. What do you have to tell me that for? Like if she made a bedikah 3 hours ago and she saw she was tall. So pshita, we can't make her to be tummy before that. So what are you telling me? The Chur pshita. Someone says no. I mean, it's true, but I did the Tony, since the Mishnah has to say meis leis is memetas adei mekid lepkida. That's a chiddush. That even though the last bdika was 3 days ago, she does not go back more than 24 hours. And so I tell you, Tony nami, the Mishnah says already mekid lepkida. That's memetas ayad meis. Suppose it is chiddush also, but even though it's poshut. That if she made a bdika in the morning, then she sees in the afternoon, she says her tumah does not go back more than the morning. But really, that's pashut. Shagmar says, "Oh, my rabbi says, my tamayu the rabbanon. What's the reason of the rabbanon? Like, how do they get the 24-hour period? Let it go back to the last time she made a bdika." Bachur like Hillel says, "You either hold like Shama like Hillel. How do you have this in between stage of only 24 hours?" It's more so like this. The rabbanon say, "Really, isha mageshus biyatzma." They also agree that an Isha really feels herself, that when the dam comes out, she really is maga, she feels it. And therefore, since she didn't feel it, we don't say she's tummy before, really. So, Omalei Abayis, Abayis is back, and came, if so, Teidai Shosa Lechur, that's Shammai Svara, that we say she's not tummy backwards, because since she feels dam coming out, and she only felt the dam coming out now, and that's it. We only say she's tummy now, not before. So what kind of Svara is this? How could Rabbanu say it goes back even 24 hours? Svara says true, the rabbi, that rabbi said this svara, the chedudi le'abayu the boy. He only went to check out the bay to see how smart he was, and to see if he'll answer him back or not. But about the rabbi did not really mean it. He only meant to smart, like to sharpen up abayu. Say el solim or elo my tamayu. What's really the reason of the rabbanon? Elo my tamayu the rabbanon. What's the rabbanon's reason that they say this tumah when she sees them now it only goes back 24 hours? So my answer is ki ho di omer rav yuda mashmuel that chachomim. Tiknu lehem lebnois Yisrael. The chum made that corner by bnois Yisrael. She yoboit kais atzmon shachris v'yarvis. The nisha, at least the times of Gemara, when they had a tyrus around, they had to make a bdika every morning and every night. Even when they're Torah, they have to make a bdika every morning and every night. What's the reason? Shachris, what do they have to make a bdika for? Check themselves every morning? Lahach she a tyrus alayla. Now let's say she touched truma over the night time. Now, if she's not going to check herself in the morning, maybe later in the daytime she's going to see him become tamei. And then we'll have to say even what she touched last night is also tamei. In order to make sure that what you touched last night remains Torah, we tell them, make a bedika now in the morning. So you find yourself to be Torah, that's it. We're not going to be machzor tumah before this. And the same thing, the arvus. At night, so we tell also to make a bedika every night. Is lahach shetar shoyen, that if she touched tyrus trum in the middle of the day, so we do not want it later to become tumah. So we say, check yourself out now to make sure that even though you touched before, it's still Torah. Now, vizu, this lady, ho yuvloid vodka, since she did not make a bedika. We're talking about now, mace late 24 hours went by, she didn't make a bedika. If so, have she the oina? The rabbanu made like a knas here to say that she has to go back another oina, another 12 hours. So Mora says, my oina, what do you mean my oina? Oina is always a period of time, a 12 hour period. There's only like two oinas in the daytime. An oina means like a period of time, it's either day or night. So Guru, here we're saying you're coming back 24 hours. That you get your period of an oina, which is only like 12 hours. It's not 24 hours. So Gemara says, what I meant to say was like this. What he meant to say was, my oina oina yisarit, means the Rabbana made a knas here, one extra period of time they made it. Like this lady did not make any bedikas this whole day. So therefore, when she sees herself to be tamei, let's say at night, so pshita, like any other lady, the whole day is tamei. But here, since she did not make a bedikah in the morning even, Rabbana made a knas on her to say all the tyrus she touched is even tamei through the night time also. That's a chumah the Rabbana here to entire 24 hours. That's the way it works. Really, it should only be like 12 hours, but since she didn't do what she was supposed to do, to make the bedikah, they made a gzera even 24 hours, even another 12 hours. Only yisera. All my labor of Papa Rosa, Papa Rosa back to Rava, I was in them sometimes, Mishtaka, sometimes you can find over here, Mishtakach Lugimal Oinos. It sometimes come out to be three oinos here, the mace lace. In this 24 hours it could come out to be three oinos it could be.